Okay, in first time, really, I feel the privilege to be here. And when Rafi and I, we want to thank you, all of you, the Bill, and especially Garth and Joyce, for the opportunity to be here. It's our first visit in USA, where we have very close friends as Myers family. And then it's difficult to explain 32 years of ministry in a couple of minutes, and even in other language than own. And then you may understand the mistakes that I can do. And then might apologize before, okay?
I will try to help.
If I something that I can share, then Joyce, okay? obviously, Europe is a continent privileged because it was the first place where the gospel was grown. But now it's a country with a lot of needs in that way, because the secularism, the traditionalism is deep, and even when the gospel may grow, it's the contrary. A lot of churches are closing and people refusing to listen to the gospel. And then since now there are some pictures about our family, Rafi, and our children when they was children. This is the family, Rafi's family. She is, I put this in order to share the different backgrounds that we come from. Rafi is the only believer in her family. In the middle, her mom and brothers and nephew. But she is the only believer of her family from a Catholic background. Next, this is my family, and the majority of members of my family are believers. I'm third generation of believers. My grandfather was giving Bibles and selling Bibles by the streets before the Civil War, before the Second World War. Okay. Next, the baptism of our sons. Next, my daughter and son. And that is one reflect our family in 2014, and when my daughter's wedding in the middle, and our son on right, and my son-in-law and our daughter-in-law beside me. Okay, next. And that is a show of different ministry around these 30 years. I have not pictures from Peñarroya because we didn't use digital cameras, and then I only have pictures on paper, and moving some days before it was impossible to prepare, and then these only digital pictures that we have. It's different kinds of ministries that we have used, MIMO, children's program, singing in the streets in Christmas, at Christmas, And that is the last town where we serve since 2012 in Alcalá La Real. We have been involved in church planting, first in Peñarroya, Pueblo Nuevo with the Mayors, after in other town in Córdoba, Cabra, during 17 years, and the last 6 years. In Alcalá La Real, we use Christmas carol to witness with songs and explain the meaning of the songs to the people just in the soccer fans club. A good opportunity to witness people there at Christmas. Next, some friends with Rafi, he has good opportunities to share. Only one thing before is one of the woman on right, several months after this picture, suicide. It was very hard for Rafi. Okay. The exhibition, this in the center is the mayor of the town. They attend the inauguration of the exhibition of Christian iconography. It was wonderful because have the respect of the authorities is very very needed. Okay, a meeting at home with visitors because we use our house as place to have the meetings. And this is other ministry teaching in the theological faculty in Cordoba province in Spain. Other activity using English course. Next, in order to open opportunities to share the gospel with people, and evangelistic activities in the park in the evenings. Okay, walking with people, all activities in order to build relationships. Okay, and this is a special picture because in here it's a lot of Sundays that Rafi and I found with three people. Rafi, me, and the Holy Spirit. Enough in a way, but in other frustrates because we would like to be campaigned with people, okay, in this last town. And this is a picture that we use in order to share our principal need. Pray for this town. Alcalá La Real is the birth town of Rafi. And we have spent 5-6 years. First of all, to take care for Rafi's mother, but in order to build a church. But in the last 3 months, we don't expect it to move, and we moved to the town where we lived before for the several circumstances, and then we are now in a time of transition, okay, in ministry. It is one of our prayers. And look, we are here, and really it has been a privilege. Sandia's Mountain and the next from the Grand Canyon. Okay? And then really it has been a privilege to know this amazing country. But all things that I've shared, probably in short time and better, you could listen and see through the video. Okay? I think this video is very significant about our ministry, our families, and things that I do. Before Bill has remembering us the verse in Acts about the commandment of from the Lord to missions. Be witness in Jerusalem, Judea, and the end of the earth. Okay, in Spain, there is a place in Galicia where it's called the end of the earth. Then, obviously, in a way, God was thinking in Spain, USA, every place in the world. You may think that what is the reason because we are here? What is the reason because we have chosen to the kingdom of the Lord? We live in a world full of darkness, who has refused the witness from God, has rejected his creator. And you and me are the people that God has chosen to bring and to be a model, an example, the face of God. The people can see God, but can see you and me. And we are the face of God for this world. And then means that our lives, it's not for invest in ourselves. Our lives may be invest in the kingdom of God. It's not about us. It's about God and his kingdom. Everywhere we live, or everywhere where it's our background, the fact to has been chosen from God means that we are part of the people of God to share the gospel, to share the good news from God to the earth. And then we are involved, a lot of missionaries from USA, from other countries are involved in that task. But every believer in every where it's commit to be part of this effort. And then obviously it means we may support in totally in total ways, in different ways, especially praying the people who is doing the work, because not all people can go to the mission fields, but we can support in prayer people who is doing the work everywhere. Spain, as equal the same other countries in Europe, has lost their perspective of God. But I would like to share about perspectives. And let me show you a different perspective of I'm going to share some word to inspire, to let with you some words from the Word of God. Someone once said, when you see a giant, examine the position of the sun before. It's not going to be a shadow of a pygmy. According to the Wikipedia, the perception is the way in which the brain of organism interprets the sensory stimuli it receives through the sense to form conscious impression. I'm sorry. Right? Consists impression of the physical reality of his environment. It also describes the set of mental processes by which person selects, organizes, and interprets information from stimuli, thoughts, and feelings from his previous experience in a logical or meaningful way. When we talk about perception, we are talking about interpretation of reality. In other words, the way we process the information we receive and give, it means the perception is real for the one perceive it because it is their experience. But for that same reason, the perception is neither general nor universal, because the way in which each process the reality can be different. There are many factors that can condition a perception: diseases, disability, circumstances, culture, beliefs. Therefore, perception and reality are not necessarily the same. So the way we perceive things conditions the way we relate to them. Forms are not realities, but perceptions of reality. In the specific case of the pygmy giant, we see three ways to confront reality. The first one, we see the giant and we feel fear. We feel powerless to cope. We are frightened and we lose all hope in ourselves. The second, we see the pygmy with eyes of grandeur. We are insignificant and we believe the shadow fantasy. We think we can do everything, but it's just an illusion. The third, look at the sun that helps us to see the truth of the shadows and also who we really are. This is the case not when we look at the sun as an illustration, but God, the creator of the sun, who helps us to perceive who we are and how to confront what surrounds us. The only one who understands reality as it is God himself. And it is the only one that can help us to understand the world around us and ourselves. I'm going to share you some texts in the Bible and Judges who can show us this kind of perspectives in the life of Gideon. Judges 6:11 to 24. I'm going to read in American Standard Bible, okay? Version. Judges 6, chapter 6, 11.
Which version?
American Standard Bible. Then the angel of the Lord came and sat under the oak that was in Ophrah, which belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, as his son Gideon was beating out wheat in the wine press in order to save it from the Midianites. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "The Lord is with you, O valiant warrior." Then Gideon said to him, "O my Lord, in the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all his miracles which our fathers taught us about, saying, 'Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt?' But now the Lord has abandoned us and given us into the hand of Midian." The Lord looked at him and said, "Go in this your strength and deliver Israel from the hand of Midian. Have I not sent you?" He said to him, "O Lord, how shall I deliver Israel? Behold, my family is the least in Manasseh, and I am the youngest in my father's house." But the Lord said to him, "Surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat Midian as one man." So Gideon said to him, "If now I have found favor in your sight, then show me a sign that it is you who speak with me. Please do not depart from here until I come back to you and bring out my offering and lay it before you." And he said, "I will remain until you return." Then Gideon went in and prepared a young goat, and in leavened bread from ephah of flour, he put the meat in a basket and the bread in a pot, and brought them out of him under the oak and presented them. The angel of God said to him, "Take the meat and the unleavened bread and lay them of these rocks and pour of the broth." And he did so. Then the angel of the Lord put on the end of the staff that was in his hand and touched the meat and the unleavened bread, and fire sprang up from the rock and consumed the meat and the unleavened bread. Then the angel of the Lord vanished from his sight. When Gideon saw that he was the angel of the Lord, he said, "Alas, O Lord God, for now I've seen the angel of the Lord face to face." The Lord said to him, "Peace to you, do not fear, you shall not die." Then Gideon built an altar there to the Lord and named it, "The Lord is Peace." To this day it is still an Ophrah and the Abiezrites. When the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, "The Lord is with you, hard-working, courageous man," Gideon answered him again, "O my Lord, what will I save Israel with? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the youngest in my father's house." This was the perspective of Gideon of this situation. Not the marked contrast between the greeting of the angel of Jehovah, Gideon's response. The angel refers to him as hardworking and courageous man. But the young Israelite did not feel brave or hard. On the contrary, he could only think that his family was poor and that he was the last of the house. Like David, he would not be naturally chosen person of the family for any major project. He was accustomed to no one to consider. Looking then his resources, he exclaimed in all naturalness, "What shall I serve Israel?" Gideon was a realist man who would come to light with reality, a reality that does not consider the factor God. We are in crisis, we have problems. What do we see? The problems and conflicts are bigger than us, and that there is nothing to do. That God has gone to take a nap and left us more alone than one. The funny thing is that God didn't fulminate Gideon. He hears him passionately, but calls him hard and courageous man. Because God sees the potential in Gideon and makes a promise that will be the key to the transformation of reality. But the Lord said to him, "Surely I will be with you." Probably this is enough. If God is with us, it is enough. What do you think God sees in you? God's perspective of you and reality is completely different. We just need to assume, accept, receive, believe in the presence of God in our lives. God works from what we are, not from our fantasies or illusions of grandeur. Here is one of the mysteries of God's work: to be successful in the projects He proposes to us is not important how we look or how we feel. The important thing is how God sees the matter, how He sees us, and that He is with us. Remember Sarah? Looked like a barren of old woman with no prospects of fathering children. The Lord saw her as the mother of a multitude. Moses, he looked like a stutter. Useful only to take care of sheep. The Lord saw him as the idle man to liberate the people from the Egyptian yoke. Peter, he looked like a clumsy fisherman of Galilee. Christ saw him as the rock and leader with a key role in the formation of the new church. Ananias, others. In the contrary, Israel, he was frightened of the giants of the air, and so he walked 40 years in the desert because he looks the giants. They look the giants. Different perceptions of reality condition the way to confront it. We may think that this is objective data, which is indisputable, but the optics of God do not understand limitations or impossible. The key to a correct perception is not our position, but in the perspective of God. What optics are you going to apply to yourself on your circumstances? The shadow of Gideon, the pygmy with eyes of grandeur, or the sun? Gideon accepted God's call to fight his circumstances in God's way, from the perspective of God. In the end, it turned out that God intervened in a powerful way and transformed Gideon's circumstances and demonstrated the truth from the perspective of God. The real one, that Gideon was a hard and courageous man. God will also transform your circumstances, my circumstances, our circumstances, doing missions and show His truth about you, about me. It's not important. Our perspective, it's important, the perspective from God. Amen.